This sermon by guest preacher Reverend John Bug was delivered at Trinity Baptist Church on Sunday morning, July the 30th, 2006, and is entitled, Thank God Some Things Never Change, taken from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 24.
In prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do so need change. We acknowledge before you this morning that we have nothing of merit to offer you, that our value, our worth is found only in you. And we just ask this morning that you would grant the grace for us to change into your likeness, because you never do change. This morning as we open your precious holy book, I ask that your Holy Spirit would speak. God, that you would take the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, and that you would use them to bring praise and honor and glory only unto yourself. We do want to see you. We do want to hear from you. And oh God, we want to change. Grant us the will to. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I want you to grab your Bibles. We're going to be looking at a couple of passages, but the one I want you to turn to is in Lamentations. When's the last time you heard a sermon from Lamentations? Long time. Lamentations chapter 3. We're going to begin reading in verse 19. We'll read down through verse 24. If you have trouble finding that, go to the middle of the Old Testament about Psalms. Take a right. Go past Isaiah and Jeremiah, and before you get to Ezekiel, you'll find the book Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3, we're going to be looking at verses 19 through 24. I heard a story about a gentleman who was turning 100 years old. And it was a big deal in his somewhat smaller town. They had all kinds of people out to interview him and talk to him, and they even had a local news station come to see what he might have to say, having lived and experienced 100 years on earth. And one of the news reporters, whenever they came up to him, he said something like this, "Sir, in your 100 years of life on earth, I bet you've seen a lot of change." Think about that. In the last 100 years, the kinds of change that have taken place. But when the old man heard that comment, "In your 100 years, I bet you've seen a lot of change," you know what his response was? "Yeah, and I've been against every single one of them." This morning I want to talk to you about, thank God, some things never change. Thank God, some things never change. A lady by the name of Marlene Wilson once said, "The only people who like change are babies with dirty diapers." Thank God there are some things, though, that do not change. Let me start by reading you a passage from Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6. It's actually been turned into a contemporary song by the group Third Day. We find much the same sentiment in the passage that we're going to be looking more in depth at this morning. But in Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6, the Scripture says, "Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your righteousness reaches to the skies. Your justice is like the mighty deep. O Lord, you preserve both man and beast." Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Now, turn to Lamentations chapter 3, beginning in verse 19. Two things I want us to note from this passage, and by the way, we'll be brief this morning. So keep those fans waving, but we'll be out of here quickly. Chapter 3, verse 19 of Lamentation. "I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. So I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. Thank God some things never change. One of the things that never ever changes and never will change is that God's compassions never cease. There are times in our lives when we experience difficulty, we experience trial, maybe we experience some loss, loss of some loved one, loss of a job, loss of a house, whatever it might be, but we experience those times in our lives when life's just tough. And it's at those times that we ask ourselves, does God still love us? Does He still care? Has He stopped loving me? Jeremiah finds himself in just such a predicament. Jeremiah writes the book of Lamentations. He preached for several years, probably decades, to the southern kingdom, the part of the kingdom that followed David and Solomon after it split. But he preached to them for decades about, you need to change your ways or you're going into exile. The people didn't listen, and so sure enough, they get carted off into exile by Babylonia and Nebuchadnezzar. And they're over there in exile, and Jeremiah is writing to them, and he's so upset, he's so crushed by the fact that it seems, at least to the children of Israel, that God has turned His back on them. Even though Jeremiah knew it was coming, it was still hard to take. It was a tough pill to swallow. So when you read in verse 19 that he says, I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall, I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. He's thinking about the terrible place that he and the children of Israel are in at that point in their lives. But verse 21 is where the tide turns. And he says, yet this I call to mind, I remind myself about this. God's compassions never cease. His compassions never cease. Notice that the word there, compassions, is plural. Now, when I was preparing this sermon on my computer, I noticed that the word compassion had an S on the end of it, and my computer didn't like it. My spell check wouldn't accept it. It only recognizes the singular, compassion. But I think it's appropriate for the S to be on compassion here in this passage, because it's saying to us, you know what? His compassions are plural. They don't end. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. It has no limit. It never ceases. It's new every morning. How would you feel if you woke up every morning to find that your purse or your billfold was full of money, your car was full of gas, which would be the same thing as your purse or billfold being full of money, your refrigerator was full of food, and your youth fully restored? Well, that's the way it is with God's compassions. Every day, they're new again. They never cease. I heard a sermon by a famous black preacher. Some of you will remember him. E.V. Hill. Anybody ever heard of E.V. Hill? E.V. Hill preached a sermon back in the late 80s after the loss of his wife. In fact, it was her funeral sermon. And he preached it not once, not even twice. I think he preached it three different times because there wasn't enough room to seat everyone who came to his wife's funeral. And he chose for his text a passage over in Job. Job chapter 1, verse 21. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Evie was quite a gentleman, and I think quite a biblical scholar. And he said, some of you people have a little bit of trouble with that phrase, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. The giveth is fine. You think, well, God's always good. And yes, He is. But sometimes He takes away. For whatever reason, in the life of the Israelites, it was because of sin that led them into exile. But the truth of the matter is, God is in control of our lives. He does still take part in our lives. Sometimes He gives, sometimes He takes away. That was the theme of E.V. Hill's sermon as he was talking about his precious, that's what he called her, precious. As he was talking about his wife, he said, "Thank God He gave me precious." But thank God also that even though He taketh away, the rest of the verse reads, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." The Lord gives, the Lord takes away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. His compassions never cease. Both E.V. Hill and Jeremiah would say to us this morning, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what you might think about God or your situation in life, know this. Whether you're in exile or on the top of the mountain, His compassions never cease. I love that passage in the New Testament where the leper comes to Jesus. You remember that over in Mark chapter 1 about verse 40? The leper comes to Jesus and falls at the feet of Christ and he says, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Isn't that interesting? He had no question about God's ability to heal him. He didn't say, "If you can," or "If you are able, make me clean." He said, "If you're willing." And Jesus responds to that kind of plea, that kind of faith, by saying, "I'm willing. Be cleansed." What's interesting about that passage of Scripture is that when Jesus looked at that man after hearing that plaintive cry, "If you are willing, you can make me clean," the Scripture tells us that He was moved with compassion. He was touched to the very core of His being with love for that leper. And friends, that's the way God always is towards us. Thank God, some things never change. His compassions never cease. F.M. Lehman put it this way in a song: "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God sent His soul, His Son, to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the oceans fill? And were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the oceans dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky." Thank God, some things never change. His love is limitless. His compassion never ceases. But the second thing that I want you to notice from Lamentations chapter 3, the second thing that never changes is God's faithfulness. His faithfulness. Verse 23 reads, "They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him." His compassions never cease. And friends, His character never changes. He's the only one who doesn't change. Before time began and after time ends, He's the only one who never changes, who is always faithful. Yellowstone National Park, one of the most featured attractions in that park, is a geyser named what? Old Faithful. That's right. It earned its name by consistently erupting like clockwork. Millions of visitors come to view the geyser every year. Three hotels are located for clear viewing of Old Faithful, and folks who can't get reservations in those hotels, they line the huge parking lot in anticipation of witnessing this natural phenomenon. But here's the thing. Did you know that Old Faithful is losing its faithfulness? In the 60s, it erupted an average of every 64 minutes. Now it only kicks up about every 80 minutes and often waits to 90 minutes. Old Faithful isn't faithful. There's only one Old Faithful, in this universe. And it's not a geyser in Yellowstone National Park. The only one faithful for all of time and eternity is our God and Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and His precious Holy Spirit. His character never changes. I like the way that Numbers 23 verse 19 puts it. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? No. Does He promise and not fulfill? No. In the New Testament, were we to read about His faithfulness, we would probably find the best illustration from the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Somebody tell me what that is? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. The theologians call that being immutable. He just doesn't change. He's the same. If you were to look at that Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. There are three things you could take from that. Change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. Christ is invariable, but trust, my friends, is invaluable. Regardless of our circumstances, we have to keep trusting in the One who is always faithful. I like the way that President Abraham Lincoln put it during his tenure as president. He was visited by a guest who sought to flatter him by saying, "Back in my home state, people say, the welfare of the nation depends..." Now hear this. "The welfare of the nation depends upon God and Abraham Lincoln." You know what Abraham Lincoln said to that? "You're half right. You're only half right. We are utterly dependent upon the compassions of our God and our Savior. We are utterly dependent upon His faithfulness. Everything, the welfare of the nation, the welfare of the world, the welfare of every individual in this room today depends upon the love and faithfulness of God Almighty. Change is inevitable, but God is faithful. He keeps His promises. Thomas Chisholm penned poetic words about this God of great faithfulness when he wrote, "Great is Thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be." Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. "All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." I want you to know this morning that your God loves you. His compassions never cease. I want you to know this morning, regardless of your circumstances, His character never changes. He is and always will be faithful to you. Let's pray together.
You've been listening to a Bulldogs and Piggies production, a serious podcast with a silly name. Find us on the web at www.pwhatcher.blogspot.com. Bulldogs and Piggies features the preaching ministry of Rod Harris, pastor of Trinity Baptist Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, located at the corner of 41st and Union. To learn more about the ministries at Trinity Baptist Church, visit us on the web at www.tbctulsa.org.